All professions and cultures have vocabulary that defines them as a group. These words refer to their work or customs and help others understand their practice. As we started using words that are common to the creative thinking process to teach skill sets, tool sets, and mindsets, we noticed students' attitudes and actions were more open and focused on the task at hand. Students quickly associated any brainstorming activity with the four rules of brainstorming, especially no judgment. We were impressed when we heard them encouraging no judgment when brainstorming with their peers. This inspired us to create a thinking vocabulary that would further support a thinking climate and help students transition into processes more quickly. You'll find a complete list in the toolbox. We also wanted to increase metacognition, thinking about thinking. So we decided to include the word brain in all terms. You will recognize some of the instructional strategies by other names, but try using these brain-based versions and notice how it changes the learning environment. A favorite is your brain only. Give it a try and watch how students quietly and quickly claim their favorite thinking spot in your classroom. The language we use, the activities we plan, the processes we teach, and the social-emotional supports we provide all equally contribute to the development of the creative thinking classroom. And oh, what fun it is for you and your students to make up some new ones of your very own.